You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 01.30.2024. Current time is 05:54 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York, where I live and reside. And this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee. Good morning, folks. Good morning, and we're getting the day started here. Hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD. And yes, I do have the morning coffee right out of the gate here. I have to say that. We're having a positive start with the first cup of coffee here. And who am I? I'm Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And I'm also at Fireman Rich over there on X/Twitter, as well as at Fireman Rich on Truth Social, at Fireman Rich on Blue Sky, at Fireman Rich on Instagram Threads, and on the public Facebook, it's The Real Fireman Rich. Just Google Fireman Rich, at Fireman Rich, and you'll find out where I'm at. I'm all over the place here. Just check the show notes here. I have links there to the blog and all that, so, you know, it's got that out of the way. It's just at Fireman Rich for the most part, folks. And good morning. It's good to be here on the audio podcast on this Tuesday. And we're getting the day started here, and let me kick back this intro music, and we're doing the audio. Audio is fun. My audio, my voice. And for you folks that are listening, thank you very much. I see the number of plays that we get for each episode, and my goal is at least one or two, three, maybe three listens. I was going to say view, because on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I do the live stream Twitch broadcast. And that's always fun because we got a live chat. For the most part, the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee is the same format, but we just don't have the active chat that we normally do, which is always fun to do. But I do love doing the audio, and I always state that it is the you draw a line back to when I started on this internet. I was doing things in the audio format on this thing called the internet, and I enjoyed it very much, and I continue to enjoy doing it as far as that goes. It's fun to do. If it wasn't, I wouldn't be doing it here, folks. That's the bottom line. It's and I got into this this routine, I guess, the last several years when I was still working, because I've been retired now for 9 months, a little over 9 months now, and officially retired, I guess you could say, and I'm loving every single day of it. I would get up in the morning and quite early to do a morning broadcast of such, primarily live stream. It's a little bit more involved, a little bit more of a setup. And because this, I'm just doing straight off my Android LG Stylo 5 track phone still. It's not my primary phone that I use. I got another phone for Christmas. It's an S23, and I guess they already have the S24 coming out. But my S23, I like it. It's a great phone. Eventually, I'll be doing broadcasts on that. But for the most part, or for the meantime, I got the app on the LG Stylo 5, and that phone works perfectly well. Hooked up into the iRig 2 that's going into the Behringer 802, and what is it? The microphone is connected. Was it CADU37 connected into my iPad mini that's older than dirt, first generation, using the Boss Jock app to control the mic and also use the intro outro music? That's its primary purpose. That Boss Jock app is great. But that's tied back into the Behringer Behringer 802, and then that goes into the computer, and then, or no, it actually comes out. Oh, it actually comes out going back into the iRig 2, into the phone. And it's a recorded for most part, but it's recorded on the internet into Spotify for Podcasters app. And then I just publish it from there after I put the title and all that, and it's good to go. It's a real quick process. With a live stream bit, that's a little bit more. Yeah, there's a little bit more of a workflow on the post editing and all that stuff. So it's always fun. One of the things I am looking at as far as in the live stream that I mentioned that recently here, I've been on it for about a week now, is an app called, and it's been out for quite a while, but only strictly iOS. And that's an app called Heckle that I have on my tablet here that I'm firing up right now. And there's nobody on, but last week the app came out. It's sort of half a loaf, so to speak, for Android, and it's been on iOS for like two years now, a little over 2 years, I guess. And the individual that developed it's over there in England. His name is Simon, at Simon Pickup, I guess. He was on last night. He's on every night at 12:53 a.m. It's a little too late for me. But for the Android app on the Google Play Store that I downloaded last Monday, it's just a viewing app. You can only view whoever's live. Like right now, there's nobody live, but I can see who previously broadcast as far as that goes. And there's a few people I know from the old Haps days, I guess, from the live streaming app that we used to use, live streaming platform I should use. But this Heckle now, the premise is just it's in beta for Android, just as a viewer. So I've been a little interested. I had it on the phone. I'm not going to clog it up on the phone. So I left it there uninstalled for a couple of days. And I said, you know what? I'll put it on the tablet here. You know, I don't use the tablet that much. So I parked it over the app over there, and I go down there, and I'm on there right now. But that's an app I've been looking at. As far as you can also look at the options, and this is on the live stream. It's a closed live streaming platform because you have to have the app to view it. And the only reason I guess I am using it because there's some people I know that I'm already in contact with via Twitch, Twitter, or X/Twitter, and the like on these platforms that they're on this platform. So I'll probably use it for a little bit. You know, just there's an audience there and stuff like that. I probably use this more so than say Instagram, live streaming on Instagram. I'm not too hip on the live streaming on Instagram. I see too many issues with that as far as that goes. This live stream's all right. I've got a way of presenting it. If I'm live streaming on Twitch, I just present through an app. I can present my tablet onto the screen, so I can talk about it that way as far as being on it and such as far as that goes. And it's some interesting things. It's just an interesting app there that there isn't really much of new apps coming out, but it's similar to Twitter Live, X/Twitter Live, that used to be the old Periscope. And actually X/Twitter Live is actually a good platform now. It's not that bad. Over there on X/Twitter, I've dabbled in the spaces. That's audio only, but it just doesn't rock my boat, say, like when there's a live stream capability on a platform. I'm going to take that. Now, Twitch is great. And for audio, for all intents and purposes, I love this Spotify for Podcasters app, the old Anchor app, because it's still the old original app, and Spotify hasn't changed it. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And they've done a few things. Their webpage is a nice setup, too, as far as that goes. And so it's hunky-dory, and I'm all cozy here on this thing called the internet. Speaking of cozy, I'm not too cozy. Oh, well, do we got people on here? Somebody's just come up. No, I guess not. Let's see. Who was it? I'm just checking to see you. Oh, I just got to close it, I guess. Let's go ahead and close this app. And what is it? Speaking of cozy, we're not too cozy this morning weather-wise. Currently, it's 31 degrees Fahrenheit. It's below freezing, which it's going to be cold this week. It was nice last week as far as temperature-wise, but it's 31 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to... I slipped there. I slipped on the. We're still talking. Yeah, we're still talking. Okay. Oh, all these buttons here on the desk. But it's 31 degrees Fahrenheit, which is negative 0.5 degrees Celsius. So we're in the negative as far as that goes. And our weather, we're going to be cloudy, high of 37. So we're going to just get a few degrees higher. Let's see, the winds 5 to 10 miles per hour out of the south by southeast. And again, cloudy, high of 37. Sun will be rising this morning at 07:22, which is another hour and 22 minutes. Hour and 17 minutes, I should say. Hour and 17 minutes. Sun will be rising at 07:22 a.m., which is getting a little early. And then the sun will be setting later at 5:17 p.m. later this afternoon. And we're gaining an extra minute every day or so there for the sunlight there, as far as coming in a little bit early and leaving a little bit later in the day. Our world times and temperatures as I speak at 1:05 a.m. currently in Honolulu, Hawaii. It's a cloudy sky, 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, it is clear skies at 4:05 a.m. currently there in Phoenix, 52 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, Illinois, at 5:05 a.m., cloudy skies, 37 degrees Fahrenheit. In New York City, the jungle, it's cloudy down there in the city at 6:06 a.m., 35 degrees Fahrenheit. In Cork Island, we got some cloudy skies with the sun peeking through at 39 degrees at 11:06 a.m. currently. And in Milan, it's 12:06. Manja. It's lunchtime in Milan, Italy. Cloudy skies, look like it's a little stormy. 39 degrees Fahrenheit in Kuala Lumpur at 7:06 p.m., clear and sunny, 86 degrees Fahrenheit, and in Tokyo, Japan, it is at 7:06 in Kuala Lumpur, 8:06 p.m. in the evening in Tokyo, yeah, clear skies, 47 degrees Fahrenheit, and down there on the continent of Australia, country onto its own there, Melbourne, Australia, 10:07 p.m., it is clear skies, 64 degrees Fahrenheit, and over in Sydney, it's 10 degrees warmer, cloudy skies, but it's 74 degrees Fahrenheit at 10:07, and those are our world times and temperatures as we speak. And I guess just make sure I usually get to do the weather, the world times and temperatures on the iPad mini when I do the live stream on Twitch. And it's primarily because I use my other microphone. I used a Marantz one. Was it the 1000? Oh, I don't have the box anymore. I don't know what it's a Marantz mic. it's tied into the Behringer 802. So I, but the microphone that I'm using now, the on and off switch, is via the iPad mini and stuff like that. It's a nice setup. I like this mic to do the audio. It sounds a little more richer. They're both condenser mics, but the Marantz works better as far as on the live streaming this one works pretty good too. So I just did, when I did my research on the Marantz, it seemed like the an extra backup. Plus, I can plug it into the Behringer 802 soundboard, which was great. You know, I love that as far as it's a direct connection, and I get control of the volume and stuff like that. And for the most part, I do. This is a soundboard when you use a Behringer or using the iPad mini with the Boss Jock app, the old Boss Jock app, as far as that goes. And Let's see. Let's see. We're going to move on here to our thought for the day, which is from Emily Dickerson, an American poet. Emily Elizabeth Dickerson was an American poet, little known during her life. She has since been regarded as one of the most important figures in American poetry. Dickerson was born in Amherst, Massachusetts, to a prominent family with strong ties to its community. And I remember her from my studies in English 101 and 102 at the University of Maryland. A great poet. And let's see, how many words? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Yeah, about 11 words. Just a short sentence for her quote and our thought for the day. And it goes as follows. Truth is so rare that it is delightful to tell it. Oh, I like that. Especially at the ending, it just sort of, ooh, that's cool. Truth is so rare that it is delightful to tell it. Emily Dickerson. And, it was Martin Luther King that said, the truth will set you free. So I think it's a delightful aspect knowing that it's always good to tell the truth. So plain and simple, but a very impacting words of wisdoms, I guess you could say, from this quote from Emily Dickerson and our thought for the day. Thank you, ma'am, and God bless. Let's see, our national day today, we have two. National plan for vacation day. Well, I'm on a vacation now. I'm retired. So we'll scratch that one. This is a good one. National Croissant Day. Who doesn't like a good croissant? Especially with a hot cup of coffee. Hashtag National Croissant Day. In the United States, National Croissant Day recognizes a flaky pastry enjoyed at every meal. Croissants are buttery croissant-shaped rolls that are crispy on the outside and soft on the inside. The key to a perfect croissant is, laminating the dough? You laminate the dough by folding butter into the mixture, creating multiple thin layers of butter and dough. The result is a mouth-watering flaky crust and air body. And they're pretty good. You can put frosting on them and stuff like that. But you go to Burger King, instead of an Egg McMuffin, you get one of their breakfast sandwiches, and you're looking at a croissant with sausage and egg, which is, it's a good combination. Very good. So today is National Croissant Day, as far as that goes. Moving on to our good story, and I think this is an interesting one, given the fact that I have over on the live stream talked about the little helicopter there on Mars that it was only supposed to last for 5 flights, but it lasts for 72 flights in 2 years, over 2 years, the Integrity up there with the Perseverance and rover. It was turned off the other day, and it's not going to fly anymore. It's got some broken blades. I guess when it came down on the 72nd, it might have been the 71st, but I've been looking at a few YouTubes on it, and it's not going to fly anymore. But they, not to worry, because NASA's looking at, is this NASA that's doing this? Yeah, it's funded by NASA, but solar power, Mars plane set to cruise the red planet looking for water. And this is, you can see from the audio art on this particular audio podcast, a Mars aerial and ground global intelligent explorer. And you take the first letter of each of that, what I just said, and it comes out to be Maggie. The Maggie aircraft, it's an artist conception or rendering of the Maggie aircraft flying over Mars. And those are solar panels as the wings, on top of the wings. And what, how many engines there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 engines. Wow. But a bold design for a vertical takeoff airplane has received advanced grant funding from NASA with the aim of having it ready to fly on Mars in the next 6 years. I'm just wondering how they're going to do that. Is that going to be, it's got to be folded up as far as say that's going to take a rocket on itself, depending on what, how big it is. Maggie, the Mars Aerial and Ground Global Intelligent Explorer, is a compact fixed wing electric aircraft powered by solar energy to fly in the Martian atmosphere. And you can see the audio art there, and you can just say, picture the wings of the Wright Flyer, but made of solar panels. There we go. The aircraft will have vertical takeoff and landing. So it's not going to be like a conventional vertical, meaning I guess it could move its engines to where it can go, it can fly up and then take off. Sort of like a Osprey, the aircraft that has movable engines. But it is a fixed-wing electrical aircraft powered by solar engines to fly on the Martian atmosphere. Picture the wings of the wing. Okay, I already just said that. The aircraft will have vertical takeoff landing capability and will be able to travel 100 miles per hour at an altitude of 3,300. I don't think the Integrity reached more than 600 feet. Or was that meters? Oh, I'm not sure. I'll have to check. Already funded, Maggie is going to benefit immensely from flight data gathered by the now non-operating Little Integrity Mars helicopter, small Hello drone that was brought to Mars on board Perseverance, the latest rover NASA's landed on the planet. And the Perseverance has been up there for several years now. Integrity conducted over 30 flights in Martian atmosphere, gathering, it's done more than that, it's done 72, gathering critical data on wind resistance, airspeed, and other avionic metrics critical for building aircraft that will fly on Mars. The Mars atmosphere, now this I didn't know, is 160 times thinner than the Earth. So Maggie has to cruise, has a cruise lift coefficient near an order of magnitude higher than the coefficient supersonic aircraft to overcome the lower density. So the lower density, that's what they're trying to overcome. And Integrity already showed that it's capable of doing that. Just have to have some engines that can. There are respective mission for Maggie presents would include a study of the origin and timing of the Martian core dynamo from a weak magnetic field found in the large impact basin. So there's a magnetic field around, a low magnetic field on Mars. A regional investigation of the source of methane signs detected by the Chernobyl laser spectrometer of the Mars Science Laboratory in Gale Crater, and mapping of the subsurface water ice at high resolutions in the mid-latitudes where it has been observed from orbit, explained Gi Chang Sha of the Florida-based developer CoFlow Jet LLC. I guess that's the company that's making it. Funded by NASA grant program called NIAC, or NASA Innovated Advanced Concepts, Maggie is in early stages of development, but could revolutionize the ability to explore almost the entirety of the Martian surface. So, you know, you get a plane that can fly 100 miles an hour, And because a little integrity could stay up for less than a minute on each flight, it seemed, I think. And it could only go several hundreds of meters, maybe. This is talking about going over miles of the Martian surface. The daring mission NASA undertakes for the benefit of humanity all began as just an idea, and NIAC is responsible for inspiring many of those ideas, said NASA Associate Administrator Jim Free. The Integrity helicopter flying on Mars and instruments on the Marco Deep Space CubeSat can trace their lineage back to NIAC, proving there is a path for creating ideas to mission success. And the Integrity, even though they shut it off, was a mission success. It was only supposed to last for five flights. And while not all these concepts will fly, NASA and partners worldwide can learn from fresh approaches and may eventually use technology advances by NIAC. So that's where the little Integrity got started. And the Perseverance keeps on going on, exploring that it landed inside a huge crater that at one time was a lake, I guess, when there was water on Mars. So it's always interesting to see what they're doing, and it'll be interesting to see this possibly take flight. So we'll follow up on this story because it's a mean-looking aircraft. It's just the wings are so long. I'm not sure how they can, but then they said you look at the Webb Space Telescope. That was just a configuration, the configuration of that and how they folded it up to fit in the rocket. And then once it up there, it just unfolded and stuff. But then I always remember back when Skylab, and I'm age dating myself there, Skylab, the first a space station for the United States there, one of its, I remember that one of its solar panels didn't deploy and cut down their electric in half. And they tried doing some, well, at first I think both of them wouldn't go out, and they were able to deploy one of them, but the one half couldn't deploy. And then they had to put a shield on the outside. So it was an extensive spacewalk operations there to do that. And just looking at this aircraft, it's like, what's the mechanics on unfolding those wings? It's not going up like that. So it should be interesting as far as that goes. All right, let's see. We have our history for the day. Let's see what we got here. Thomas Jefferson back in 1815, offered to restock the shelves of the Library of Congress, which had been destroyed during the War of 1812, where the Brits came in and burned Washington. He sold Congress more than 6,000 books from his own library, twice as many as had been burned by the British, as far as that goes. And in 1911, the first airplane rescue at sea near Cuba via the USS Terry took place. And a happy 72nd birthday to Phil Collins, the drummer and lead singer of Genesis. He was born back in 1951. Happy birthday, sir. Let's see. And we'll go on the AP side. And let's see. Do we have anything over here? Well, back in 1968, the Vietnam War, the Tet Offensive began. As communist forces launched a surprise attack against South Vietnamese towns and cities. And that was a huge, huge battle during the Vietnam War. And I actually talked to somebody that was right in the thick and thin of it, I should say. And And it was interesting because the gentleman never really talked about it that much. But when he did, everybody listened. And it was very, very interesting on what he had to say. Let's see. In 1972, 13 Roman Catholics civil rights marchers were shot and killed by British soldiers in Northern Ireland on what became known as Bloody Sunday. That was back in a time when Northern Ireland, the IRA, were battling the British. I'm giving the British a bad name here. They burned Washington. Now they had, you know, Bloody Sunday. It's like, oh, what else do we have here? 1945, during World War II, a Soviet submarine torpedoed the German ship MV Wilhelm Gustav in the Baltic Sea, killing 9,000. Most of them were refugees. Roughly 1,000 people survived. I remember that. And just recently, there was something on the History Channel. They were looking for this particular ship. So that was wasn't a combated ship. So the Soviets, I don't know. There's some things that were done during war that we shouldn't, they shouldn't have been done. And let's see. And that's about it as far as that goes. What are we doing time? Well, we're at 31, so we got to wrap this up here. Let's see. NFL football, just to say the Super Bowl is set for February 11th. The San Francisco 49ers will be meeting the Kansas City Chiefs. And I'll just say preliminary. I think I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers because the Kansas City Chiefs, they beat up on my Buffalo Bills. So no, I'm looking for a good football game because the conference championships were good games here this last weekend where the Chiefs beat the Ravens and the Lions should have won. I was hoping they win, but San Francisco 49ers came back from a 17-point deficit. So it should be an interesting. I think this is a rematch from the previous Super Bowl. I'm not sure, but they're the two number one teams in the NFL. So that should be interesting. That's in 2 weeks. And let's see, as far as football goes, what do we do on football? Let's see, the USFL. Or the UFL, the United Football League, that starts March 30th. So we got a little more than 2 months before we see football again as far as the United Football League, which is a premier spring football league that will result in the merging of the XFL and USFL. And it kicks off, like I said, March 30th. 2024. And the other league, the Canadian Football League, doesn't start. That's a summer league. That starts June 6th of this year, 2024. And that goes to October, which will take us back into the NFL season. So we got a lot of football this year. But in the meantime, we'll be following some basketball where last night my Boston Celtics, if I can get to it here, where's the NBA? There it is. The Boston Celtics beat the Pelicans 118 to 112. And let's see, the Knicks beat the Hornets 113 to 92. And did the Nets play? Let's see. I don't see the Nets. No, Nets did not play. But in the standings, the Celtics are still in first place. 4 games behind them is the Bucks. 6 games is the 76ers. Knicks are number 4, so that's cool. I like seeing that. That's good. They're up in the top 4. Over in the Western Conference, Timberwolves. Ooh, the Nuggets, they've moved up. They're a half a game out. Okay, they adjusted that. And then the Thunder, they're a game out. And the Lakers, where are they sitting at? They're down in 9th. So there we have. And then that's continuing. As far as, let's see. I had something else here. What was it? The United Football League. March Madness. March Madness, that starts on March 19th. So that's another month and a half. So March 19th. And just before the USFL starts, baseball will start. Let's see. Major League Baseball opening day is Thursday, March 28th, and the regular season wraps up on September 29th with the 94th All-Star Game presented by MasterCard, set for July 16th at Global Life Field in Arlington. So a lot of sports coming up. So we just, I guess after the Super Bowl, there's a little bit. You can watch hockey. I'm not really into hockey and stuff like that. But what is it? It's just that, let's see, what do we got here? No, we don't want that. Oh, there we go. Just a little couple, 2 weeks there as far as before, in between sports. We've got a lot of sports. So as we're ending the NFL season and a lot of sports to take us to the next season. So I am looking forward to Super Bowl, but I'm looking forward to next year's season where the Buffalo Bills have another go at it. My Buffalo Bills. Hopefully, maybe the New York Giants and Jets will get up there too, but we are at the 36-minute mark. Wow, we've gone a little bit over, but that's okay. And we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here and get our day started, get another cup of coffee here, and get this Fireman Rich audio podcast morning coffee for 01.30.2024. That's January 30th, 2024. Up and posted on all those fine social media platforms. Just check the links in the show notes here as far as on the Spotify for Podcasters app page. And again, I appreciate you listening to the broadcast here, the audio podcast, and it really means a lot. And I say thank you. You're taking a little bit of your time to listen to this knucklehead on his soapbox talking about just yap, 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 yap. As far as so I'm going to go yap, yap away here and get my day started. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. And live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.